Like millions of his fans, I was stunned to learn that Anthony Bourdain had left us so soon last week. I was sad because he had a genius for expressing his brilliance, and I believe had so much more to teach. I've spent half my life trying to teach students at the university to embrace new cultures with respect and enthusiasm. Compared to Anthony Bourdain, however, I've been a mere theorist in this struggle. I was an analyst. He was in the trenches. He was so refreshingly eloquent in teaching people to bury the tourist within them, suppress their ethnocentrism, and release the traveler. He taught us that it wasn't enough to walk in another man's shoes. You must dine at his table, learn his rituals. When you embrace another man's food, you embrace his culture. He particularly loved Mexican food and culture. Having lived most of my life in the Hispanic world, he and I shared that love, as do most Texans. To honor him, I will read part of his poignant essay on Mexican cuisine. Here's what he said. Americans love Mexican food. We consume nachos, tacos, burritos, tortas, enchiladas, tamales, and anything resembling Mexican in enormous quantities. We love Mexican beverages, happily knocking back huge amounts of tequila, mezcal, and Mexican beer every year. We love Mexican people. We sure employ a lot of them. Despite our ridiculously hypocritical attitudes toward immigration, we demand that Mexicans cook a large percentage of the food we eat, grow the ingredients we need to make that food, clean our houses, mow our lawns, wash our dishes, and look after our children. As any chef will tell you, our entire service economy, the restaurant business as we know it in most American cities, would collapse overnight without Mexican workers. Mexico, our brother from another mother, a country with whom, like it or not, we are inexorably deeply involved in a close but often uncomfortable embrace, look at it. It's beautiful. It has some of the most ravishingly beautiful beaches on earth, mountains, desert, jungle, beautiful colonial architecture, a tragic, elegant, violent, ludicrous, heroic, lamentable, heartbreaking history. Mexican wine country rivals Tuscany for gorgeousness. Its archaeological sites, the remnants of great empires, unrivaled anywhere. And as much as we think we know and love it, we have barely scratched the surface of what Mexican food really is. It is not melted cheese over tortilla chips. It is not simple or easy. It is not simply bro food at halftime. It is, in fact, old. Older even than the great cuisines of Europe, and often deeply complex, refined, subtle, and sophisticated. A true mole sauce, for instance, can take days to make. A balance of freshly, always fresh, ingredients painstakingly prepared by hand. It could be, should be, one of the most exciting cuisines on the planet, if we paid attention. It's a country I feel particularly attached to and grateful for. In nearly 30 years of cooking professionally, just about every time I walked into a new kitchen, it was a Mexican guy who was looking after me, had my back, showed me what was what, and was there and on the case when the cooks like me, with backgrounds like mine, ran away to go skiing or surfing or simply flaked out. I have been fortunate to track where some of these cooks come from, to go back home with them, to small towns populated mostly by women, where in the evening, families gather at the town's phone kiosk, waiting for calls from their husbands, sons, and brothers, who have left to work in our kitchens in the cities of the north. I have been fortunate enough to see where that affinity for cooking comes from, to experience moms and grandmothers preparing many delicious things with pride and real love, passing that food by hand from their hands to mine. In years of making television in Mexico, it's one of the places we as a crew are happiest when the day's work is over. We'll gather around a street stall and order soft tacos with fresh, bright, delicious salsas, drink cold Mexican beer, sip smoky mezcals, and listen with moist eyes to sentimental songs from street musicians. We will look around and remark for the 100th time, what an extraordinary place this is. If I'm an advocate for anything, says Bourdain, it's to move as far as you can, as much as you can, across the ocean or simply across the river, walk in someone else's shoes, or at least eat their food. It's a plus for everybody. This has been a tribute to Anthony Bourdain using his words. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true. I'll catch up with you one day, Tony, in parts unknown.